Six Books. Mantras and coolings for the DS 106. Good spell. Welcome to the DS 106 Good Spell, one of 106 bullets, mantras and koans that explore the open online course Digital Storytelling 106. Meditations and rambles about education, openness, open education, art, fun and learning. We are just futzing splendidly since 2013 on DS 106 Radio for Life. I am John Johnson, and at the other end of Skype call here is Mariana. Hi Mariana.
Hello, John. How are you?
The following is an emergency alert. A category DS-106 storm is approaching your area. This warning is in effect until further notice. Expect heavy blogging, storytelling, and scattered social media. Please stand by for updates.
I'm pretty good.
Pretty good.
I think we should be live and happening. And I'm just going to pop over to iTunes and roll up the first tune, which is A Piece of Loveliness by Vivian Rolf. Rolf, do you think you say Rolf? Rolfie? Mac and Tina. Here we go.
Health and safety inspector, get down from up there. Don't you know that you're out of your mind? Tina, my friend, I hope you're aware your art is not very refined. But miss, what's this? See that health and safety inspector making artwork now as sweet as nectar. She was plain little Talkie, the doll from Milwaukee. But mother of God, look what happened to Tina. From now on, her daily art will be considered good as Leonardo. And the guys down in Fred are the toast of the web. Christina and Coddog, what happened to Tina? Every GIF and sound recording she creates is smart and meticulous. Talk about the artwork Talkie Tina makes. But this is ridiculous. Hold your tweets and hold your memes for the new Band Off of 2015. He's playing little Talkie, the girl from Milwaukee. Rattle me gifts, look what happened to Tina. Someone who couldn't draw a line on the web is like a Liechtenstein. And the doll with the hair who inspected your stare is something to see. Look what happened to Tina. Yesterday a safety inspector, but today just turn on that projector and Miss Talkie T is a celebrity. Holy team room, look what happened to Tina. Up to now I never really knew that I was so unartistic, and suddenly I know I have to change my ways, become more stylistic. I know that you might think I'm crazy, and recently she's been a bit lazy. She's back on the scene now, she's hit the art scene now. Rattle me gifts, look what happened to Tina.
Thank you.
Just wow, I think, Mariana. What a piece of loveliness. That's a really, really nice work, I think. By Miss Tina, or by Vivian, about Talkie Tina. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you? Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting a bit, as usual, nice cast confused. But that was really nice. I don't, obviously, Mariana was sitting on the other end. I don't know if you were playing that at the same time, Mariana, because we still haven't got that playing to our Skype chat pal working completely.
I have listened. I have listened to it a number of times. I think Viv has done a lovely job, yeah. And I mean, she always does. They're always lovely songs, but this seems a particularly special one because it's given Talkie Tina some feedback. Keep making art because you've been a bit lazy.
And I just think it's marvelous because it's got so much of the DS-106 tangled history stuck in it, that we couldn't even start to unravel it. But in amongst the fun and obviously talented music, there's just like tips and all sorts of stuff. Great things. So as usual on the show, we're talking about a series of 106 bullet points that Mariana made way back in December 2013, posted at 1:06 a.m. I believe, and I have no idea what real number we've got to now, Mariana, but this is show 25, or this is episode 25, which I think makes it show 27, and...
Only you, John. You're the only one who's keeping up with the numbers.
Yeah, well, we had a couple odd ones, but this one here is DS-106 teaches you to attend to the world as if seeing it for the first time, like a child's laughter. So what were you thinking about?
Very poetic of me, I thought, when I read that nearly a year on. I must have been feeling particularly poetic about DS-106. Well, the underlying idea behind this is one of the things that I discovered as I did the Headless 13 DS-106, and when I finished, really, was how good it was, the kind of making art and creating different things, how good it was to train your attention. So often, you may or may not know, but you know, human beings have got a preference for a particular sense, and it may be, you know, that the visual one is the one that you have more developed, you know, or the audio, and I guess if you're a musician or if you're a photographer, etc. But of course, in DS-106, we do everything, don't we? Mm. And whether you are one or whether you're the other, well, you know, you have to run through. And we talked last week about audio and how audio was just not something that I was inclined to learn or felt I wanted to learn even, but that actually it was one of the things that I got the most out of because it just taught me to listen in a new way, and that's, I guess, what this means. It's around the whole thing of, you know, teaching you have to attend to things in the moment, as you do when you take a photograph, when you make a painting, when you listen to music, and that trains your attention, I'd say, in the same way that maybe meditation trains your attention. And I find that interesting.
Yeah, the other thing you've written here is haven't got time to meditate, make art, damn it. I always think make art, damn it, should be said in a particular accent, which I can't manage. We do need to get maybe Mr. Groom to record that through a megaphone.
Yes, you should. That's a good one. Then we could play it to say
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Make art out there, but it's kind of slightly bizarre because you think of meditation perhaps as the opposite of the world that DS-106 inhabits the you know, the world of Twitter and blogging and digital. You know, it's quite often is thrown up in opposition to that. I mean, I saw in the paper today there was an article by somebody who had left all their digital media and stuff like that and gone to Italy to relax, or maybe Spain, I think, in a beautiful almond grove and all the rest of it, and you know, and meditate and all the rest of it. And this was of going away from this, but I think you're suggesting that you can take this attention into the digital world.
Well, I'm suggesting that you can. I'm also suggesting that you know, the you know, when we use things like, you know, the internet or the digital world, you know, it's such a big generalization. You know, you can use your computer in so many different ways. I don't know about you, but now that I have more or less, you know, learned to stop swearing at Photoshop, at least. you know, I can get lost in making something in Photoshop, and a lot of the time these days, because I'm no longer doing the S106 formally, I don't pay so much attention consciously to the process. I may not even remember what it is that I've done. I just play. And I think there is something about, you know, you can't put everything in the same container. You know, Twitter and the internet is not the same as you creating something in Photoshop, or you actually, I was doing quite a lot of you know, editing on GarageBand over the last couple of days. You know, even that, because there is something very one-pointed about you editing audio. You need to pay attention to the audio. You need to see where the joints are. You need to go and look at the little spaces and see, is the space a little bit too much or not in, you know, or not enough? And that draws your attention to a kind of state of flow that is not dissimilar to it. It blocks, you know, it basically blocks everything out and takes you into the moment. Now, clearly, that isn't the same as you watching, doing that whilst you watch Twitter, whilst you watch your Facebook thing go by, whilst you check your emails. Yeah, there is. It's not the tool, is it? It's how one approaches the tool. It's the mind behind the tool.
Well, I think when you're having that kind of fun, that you actually don't pay any attention to Twitter because you're too busy, you know, making something, following things through, and I guess maybe that's one thing that, you know, always affordances of Twitter and all the rest of it, the communication is great, but the make art, damn it, but the make something takes you right away from that. And you become what's it? Rochelle saying obsessive compulsive disorder.
Well, that's one way of exploring this idea. That would be when you take it the other way and you forget that actually you need to move, you need to eat, you need to pay attention to those around you as well. At some point.
But you can get very, very absorbed, and I think that is one of the hardest things I imagine for people doing the DS106 seriously, is to do the time, you know, to manage your time, because
I was very surprised when I first started doing the DS106, when I think it was in the photography module where I learned that people used you know, gestalt psychology, the sort of principles of gestalt, to help teach photographers about composition, because the idea of gestalt is it's this thing about the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, and it has certain principles that are about how humans perceive the world, and, you know, things like similarity, things that we group things together, that we finish off a pattern, stuff like that. And they use this to help you know, people who are maybe new to photography to understand some of the principles, that they attend the way that human beings attend, I guess, so that you take a photograph in a way that is more likely to appeal. And I was sort of doing a bit of research this week, and I learned that they use gestalt psychology as well to help people learn music composition. So that's the visual sense and the auditory sense, being trained by art. Yeah.
Yeah.
You make art, and you're training. You learn. You're training your attention. And if you ask people, you know, what do you learn, you know, with meditation? It's kind of what you learn with meditation.
train your attention. You've got a wee link in here to robots.thoughtbot.com, gasalt-principles, which we'll stick in the show notes, so that people can chase that one up. I haven't actually been paying much attention to DS106 this week at all, other than listening to the initial video, and then the week just disappeared on me.
Excuse me, now we've got Jim listening, and you've just said you've not paid attention. That's it. That you're going to be banished soon.
I did listen to their video, though. That's the only thing I did. I when I say listen, I actually listened to it. I played the video on my phone while I was driving with the phone turned upside down, so I wasn't tempted to run off the road looking at Jim, Martha and Paul. But I didn't get an awful lot further. I did play around a wee bit with some audio, but I think you've been paying more attention to the sort of stream of audio that people have been knocking together. And we were just going to play a couple of bumpers now and again throughout the show, so I think maybe I'll knock off the first couple. And the first one, there's two. I'm going to just play two in a row here. The first one is one by Jim Groom et al. Called Freedom Aircast, and then there's one by Kathy Unhardham. Don't know.
I don't know. I would say that's
an approximation of her name. And
Jim, I should say before you play it, the Jim one is not new.
No.
It's just that when I was listening to all the new stuff, I came across it, and it made me laugh. And I thought, let's play it.
Okay. So one new, one old, and then we'll have a wee act.
Can I ask you a question? You've probably flown a lot, right? Have you ever been on the radio while flying in the air?
I haven't personally.
You are right on DS-106 Internet Radio. Through this. Right now. Anything to say to the radio?
No.
DS-106 Radio.
Turn it on.
DS-106 Radio. DS-106 Radio.
Big Daddy only here. Are you listening to me on the satellite radio?
DS-106 Radio.
As the galaxy's in where the stars burn wide. Are you tuning in, turning on?
DS-106 Radio.
Is there anybody listening to Earth tonight on the satellite radio?
DS-106 Radio.
Listen to the radio.
DS-106 Radio.
So I think they kind of work together quite well, because Kathy was, of course, using Big Daddy on the radio, and we were listening to Big Daddy Jim on the radio before that. A couple of things, I think, there is one, mobile audio. You know, the fact that you can pull your phone out of the pocket and broadcast or record or podcast is pretty amazing. The sort of, you've got a radio station in your pocket now. You pull your phone out, you use, I don't know, several different applications that will do this now. I'm trying to think of
one. Koala Sun is the one I have on mine.
Okay. So iCast Pro is one I've got on my phone, because it does MP3s, and another radio thing I do needs MP3s. I think DS-106 will take either OGG or MP3 streams, and I think maybe that's something that kind of starts becoming tricky with audio, because you know, you're looking at this radio thing and think, all right, okay, I need to just send some music out, and then you've got to make sure that the bit rate's low enough for the station you're on, and you know, it's the right format, and there's quite a few wee challenges which are nothing to do with the important thing, I don't think. They're just things that get in the way.
And it is quite. It's like, for example, whenever I use the levelator thing that you recommended to me to get to improve the sound, and when I do my audio, I never remember that it doesn't take MP3s, that you have to do an IFF file.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Go back to Audacity, export the file, swear a bit.
Yeah. Bring it back in again.
Curse a bit, like the Americans would say.
Yeah. But it's kind of, it's almost the technical things are the least important. There's probably a lot of other things. The thing I've been thinking about quite a lot recently is I tend to sit in a chair here and move around quite a bit. So my voice gets quite close to the mic, and then it fades into the background as I swing back in my chair. And I think that's probably not that great for the listeners at the other end.
We had one of the people, Scott. Is it Scott? He's quite active on
Spencer Scott or Scott
Spencer. Spencer, yeah. That's right. And he's a Noir 106 person. And he was asking about what to do when I saw that Alan sent him a thing about about how to lock yourself in a cupboard to do your soundproofing. Mm. And he was all excited. He thought he was going to create a den, and he was going to have his little studio in the cupboard. Which, you know, I guess it's a way.
Yeah. I've seen people who have a big cardboard box with padding inside it, and they slip their laptop in there and their microphone, and they put their head in it as well, so that they can make really good sounds, because different size rooms affect different things. But I'm sitting here with one window between me and quite a lot of traffic. So you'll hear traffic go by every so often, and if we're unlucky, the odd ambulance.
And I'm sitting here with Giffa dog, yeah. So if you're unlucky, you'll hear him barking. I'm not in the cupboard.
I was hoping he was going to join in with Viv's dog earlier. As there definitely needs to be more dogs on the radio, and I think Giffa dog would actually. Do you remember his master's voice?
Yes.
The record label. Is that not the same
for
the dog?
Oh, yes, I should do a creative edit on that.
Yeah,
that,
I think you could have...
A noir creative edit in with his master's voice. Yeah. Okay, I'm there. That'll be my creative, my daily create tomorrow.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed audio issues. I was just reading Rochelle saying that she's not noticed audio issues yet, but she can hear the traffic sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sunday. Yes, I can too sometimes.
Yeah, Sunday evening it's quite quiet, but I just don't really have an alternative for where I am. Ian, they're not coming for me tonight, I don't think.
Get in the cupboard, John.
Yeah. So. Another couple of bumpers here, I think. One by Lauren Falkenstein and one by Spencer Scott, who we just talked about. So here we go. Another two. I hope.
DS-106 Radio.
You are now listening to DS-106 Radio.
So those cars weren't outside my flat here. That Laura and Scott both, or Spencer, I guess, and Laura both took a very sort of noir soundtrack approach there with some noir sounds, I think, nighttime, cars, doors, and all the rest of it. Yeah,
I was reflecting on the whole attention thing, and how, you know, DS-106 does teach you to pay attention, really, to put it at its most simple, and the stuff like all the sound effects that we do, like you've just heard, you know, in those bumpers. You learn so much about, you know, what is it what is it that will draw people's attention to what you're doing when you start to add these little sound effects here and there, and where you add them, you know, the sort of precision of that. And I think that they were a particularly good example of that, those two bumpers. I spent a lot of time yesterday listening to a lot of the DS-106 bumpers and all the things that and the sound effects stories that people have been doing. And it, you know, it occurred to me that the connection really to the actual bullet that we're talking about today is, you know, you can't just rush through. In order for me to be able to select a couple and to, you know, and to pay attention, you have to listen. You have to take the time to listen. And that's another way, of course, that taking time to listen to the work that other people do and commenting on other people, on other people's work. I guess like you and I are talking about what we heard through the week. It's all about needing to pay attention to the art that other people make as well as the art that you make. And it reminded me, of course, you know, we talked about the art critique project that I started and I'm doing, you know, slowly. And that's, you know, ultimately it is all about you being willing to take some time out and notice. And I think DS-106 is brilliant to teach you that.
And I think for what the Art on the Couch project certainly points to, and I'm sort of cringing slightly inside because I'm pretty sure I said I'd do one a month two or three months ago when I did one, so I'll come back to that. But what's interesting is by giving somebody else feedback, you get quite a lot out of it.
You learn. Yeah. I mean, you learn that. I think that's right. It's another, you know, it's another way to learn, because I mean, the way I've done it a few times is where I actually get. I select a random thing. So it's not that I choose to do an art critique on something, but I get a random thing from the DS-106 site, and anything can pop up. It could be something that I love, it could be something that I hate, but the point about it is I'm going to do an art critique around it, and it isn't about my judgment on do I love it, do I hate it, but, you know, what do I notice, what can I pay attention to, what patterns, you know, pop out. And one of the things that I have found the most useful has been the when there is stuff that perhaps I don't like that much, because you then, your initial response often changes if you're willing to sit with something for a little bit longer and understand it and take time with it. And I think the Noir 106 and the Noir films, for me, are a good example, not something that I would necessarily have chosen to spend time with. But I've learned an immense amount just in the few films I've seen, and as I'm doing the bumpers and, you know, all of these things, you learn at the very least how to appreciate the value of it, whereas in the past I might have just dismissed it out of hand as, you know, well, it's a boy thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it was probably brought up on the black and white movies on the television with my father. So a lot of these things, you go, oh gosh, I remember that. So I've probably got the boy thing going quite strong here, although it's a long time since I was a boy and watching them.
Except, but the you know, the last art critique that I did for the Art on the Couch project was one of the Wire 106 people. And I'm not going to remember her name, and I hate that, but I don't. She did a story, a kind of multimedia story, I think they have to do for their final project, which was just the most beautiful thing. It was not only written beautifully and structured beautifully, but she used animated GIFs, she used video, she used audio, everything in the one story to just support the power of the story in the one web page. It was an absolute joy for me to spend, you know, time, you know, she was really pleased that I'd done the art critique for her, but it was a beautiful thing to read and to experience, I should say. In the normal run of things, when you're not paying attention, you'd read, you'd go, oh, it's nice. Oh, that's good animated GIFs. But I wouldn't have noticed all the things that I noticed because I made the decision to do an art critique around it. So
it's a decision. It's a decision. I think that's the pointing your attention. You've popped a couple of quotes by Walker Evans into this document here, Mariana.
Mm.
Who's Walker Evans?
Oh, you don't? Well, I didn't. Well, we are both very bad people because we should know who he is. He was apparently a very famous photographer, and I'm not going to remember exactly when. But he not only in terms of the photography that he took, but also in how he commented and explored more around the kind of philosophy and the purpose of photography. And he just used to say some very beautiful things about life as a result of his life as a photographer. So that's the quotes that that I popped up for this week. Or you read them because you've got a lovely accent.
Yeah, it's only people who haven't lived in Glasgow that think that sort of thing. And the first one is stare. It's a way to educate your eye and more. Stare, pry, listen, eavesdrop. Die knowing something. You're not here long. That's quite troubling, I think. Die knowing something, you're not here long. But I love the stare, pry, listen, eavesdrop idea of just, you know, keeping at it. And you popped in another quote, and I'm only going to read the second bit or the end bit of it, because he says, the matter of art and photography may come down to this. It is the capture and projection of the delights of seeing. It is the defining of observation, full and felt. Which I can't actually think I've ever really thought, but I guess that is what you're trying to do. I mean, I'm not in any way a serious photographer. I'm somebody who probably takes a lot of photographs with his phone and sticks them at random on Instagram, but that's actually what you're trying to do. It's something that you find delightful, or at least some sort of emotion, but usually delightful. So that's what you're not actually trying to say, this is what I see. You're trying to say, this is what I feel when I look at that, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, I guess it's that full and felt, you know, just being in the moment with something and somehow wanting to, you know, to capture it. Whether that then has some connection with you wanting to share that moment with others, assume so. But yes, it's beautiful thoughts, aren't they? About the kind of, it's not just a mechanical thing. It's just not just a technical thing. But this is something about using a lot of what we learn on you know the DS-106 through the, you know, the sort of telling stories and using the tools to learn to live our lives more fully, maybe.
Yeah,
I'm getting more philosophical now.
Just as we get philosophical, somebody tweets in, going to read everything from John Johnson. Mariana with accents now instead of voices I create in my mind.
You see.
Thank you, Kathy.
She's been brilliant. She's only new, you know. She started doing the open course, and then now she's joined the noir people, and she's been working with them as well. So she's been doing a lot. It's nice to see how she's enjoying her first DS-106 experience.
Yeah. So this next bumper I'm going to play is from, I'm not sure who, because the file's called Tyowell 29.
Oh yes, I don't know his name. His or her, I don't know. That was the only identifier I could find on SoundCloud.
Yeah, so when I pull it into iTunes, it's called 300 Violin Orchestra, which I'm suspecting is the metadata coming from something he's used in it rather than the title he's given it, but who knows. I'm going to play that one, and then I'm going to self-indulgently play a wee one by myself.
Yay!
And then we can talk about, I think, one or two things.
You're listening to DS-106 Radio. Happy listening.
Noir 106 Radio.
We want to see into your head. We want to see into your head. We want to see into your head.
For life. So, the first one by the person we don't know sounds really good, and I think we can use that in other shows. It's quite a sort of, well, it says orchestra in the title. The one by myself I really wanted to talk about because of the way it came about. I was listening to one of the, probably the second week introduction by Jim Martha and Paul Bond, and at one point Martha said, you know, we don't just want the stuff you make, we want to understand why you're making it and all the rest of it, you know. And she said, we don't just want, you know, a blog post, we want to get into your head. So I immediately thought that's an interesting quote, and it's probably a wee bit Alice as well. So I just chopped that out and mm-hmm. put some and then put some sort of effect on it until it sort of sounded a bit more paranoid, and repeated it so that it goes, I want to get into your head, I want to get into your head, three times. But just very quickly, the way you do that sort of thing is you need to download the YouTube video, of course, first, which is probably against YouTube's terms and conditions, but there are a myriad of ways of doing that. I think I use an extension in my browser in Safari, which gives me a button beside every YouTube video that says download, so I click that. And it then opens, and I either open it in MPEG StreamClip, which is a really nice wee application and doesn't cost anything, or my favourite, which is QuickTime Pro, which did cost something many years ago, but it's hard to get. But both these apps will let you chop a wee bit out of the video and then export the audio to an AIF file, usually. And once you've got that, you can pull it into Audacity and GarageBand. And the thing that Martha and Jim and Paul were saying, they were recommending Audacity for audio work because it is so flexible and as the price is right. But I think sometimes it's worth having a wee look at GarageBand, basically because it comes with a bunch of sound effects, and you can also pull bits in from your iTunes library chop that up very easily, so it sort of integrates nicely. And the bit
I guess the issue with that and is probably that it's only for people who have Macs.
Yeah, that's a kind of downside. But the other thing is that I have got a fair number of tracks by a guy called Kevin MacLeod. And if you read YouTube regularly, you will see Kevin MacLeod mentioned an awful lot for background music for various things. He produces hundreds of songs, very often aimed at film scoring or you know, mood music and things like that. And he releases them so that you can use them as long as you give him a bit of credit. He also provides, I think, better quality ones that you can pay for to download now. But in my sort of day job in North Lanarkshire, I sat and organised a download of hundreds of these things so that we could distribute them around our schools for people to use as background music for videos and things. They're really, really handy. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy in GarageBand to pull in the wee tiny clip of Martha wanting to get into her heads onto one track, and then just copy paste that a few times and run an effect over it to make it weird. Put a bit of background music under it and chop that, and then record a couple other bits. It's a nice easy workflow, but it's nothing you can't do in Audacity. Very similar, except you have to actually find the files on your computer and drag them onto Audacity or import them through the tracks menu. I think
this week it's been really lovely, you know, because people have been getting a handle on you know, learning how to use Audacity, and some people were popping up things like, well, I can open the thing, I have no idea what it does. You know? I guess I'll learn. I must say that was my experience with it at the beginning. I didn't, you know, I didn't like it very much, but I do use it a lot. It's so easy to do the kind of exporting to different formats. There are lots of things that are very easy to do. Just as you say, there are some things that are easy to do in GarageBand. There are some things that are very easy to do in Audacity. And I guess that's the thing, isn't it, about not getting too wedded to any tool. Think about what it is that you want to do and find the tool that does it more, you know, sort of easiest for you.
Yeah, and the other thing you can, and this is, we're running wildly over time, and this is going really off topic, but the other thing I did with Audacity this week is at one point, I think on Friday, I had been working all day at stuff that was making me feel grumpy. And I got to the end of the day and I thought, what am I going to do? Just, you know, I've got 10 minutes. And I remembered data bending in Audacity.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
I pulled out Audacity and just destroyed some pictures and made them look weird, turned them into GIFs and popped them up on Tumblr. And that just made me feel relaxed. There's something about the sort of applying random filters to an image in an audio editor that sometimes produces something nice that is just very relaxing, I think. And maybe we can talk a wee bit about the housing. There's a really good post on Alan Levine Cogdog's blog. If you just search for data bending with Audacity, that really tells you all you need to know.
That's really helpful because some of the Noir 106 people, I was talking to them about it, and I sent a couple of glitch art tutorials, but I remembered that both you and Alan had done the sort of data bending thing in Audacity, mm-hmm. but I didn't have the links handy, so it'd be nice to maybe put that in on the when we put the archive up for people, or if you can just send it to the hashtag, because I knew you had done some stuff around it, which is really helpful. But I mean, you know, it's not really off topic in as much as I think that, you know, it's yet another example of you having to, you know, and in the case of the data bending and using a sound editor to alter in some way, say a photograph or film or something. I mean, what you're doing there is you're actually integrating two senses, aren't you? which actually I think is really fascinating. And I think that is the fascination that people have, because you're using something that really should be for sound for an image, and you're altering it, and so there is something very mysterious about that, isn't there? About how can we do that? Mm. And it's not dissimilar to something I read about recently, where somebody had created music from old lace.
Oh, well. Gosh, did you see the one? They're going to have to stop soon. But there was it was in Russia, and when they couldn't get Western music, they were using, I think it's X-ray plates.
Uh-huh.
And they made records out of them in some way that played with Western music on, which I thought was really weird. Just a wee word of caution, I very nearly deafened myself once when listening to some image that I had glitched in Audacity. And I was sitting in the train, and I think I must have given everybody at the same table an awful fright, because I jumped up and grabbed my headphones off my head. But I think you need to be quite careful, and I would start with the volume turned down low just in case.
This thing that I was telling you about is called sound weaving. I just found it. And so if people look for that, they will find it. And it's just, see if I can play. Oh, but you won't be able to hear it, will you?
No.
If I play it. Let's see, shall I try?
Oh, I can hear it.
Is it worth carrying on, or is it useless?
I don't know if other people hear that or not. How are you doing that, Mariana?
So that
you're just playing it and your microphone's picking it up.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, give it a go.
Give it a go. So yeah. This is the it's a pattern, a rhomboidal pattern, and they take that and they create this thing so that they play the pattern. Easy.
So that's a piece of lace. Do you know what?
Yeah, well, clearly it's not it itself. What they do is they take the pattern,
yeah,
and then they play. You know that it's got the little holes in the pattern, yeah, as you create the sort of little the different shapes. Well, they're using kind of old patterns like that, and then playing it. And what's beautiful, of course, is because it's a pattern, isn't it? And you can visually see the pattern. So this goes back to the senses. You can visually see, and it's a beautiful symmetrical thing. You turn that into audio, so you're doing a kind of synesthesia thing. Turn it into audio and find that actually the pattern plays what is a fairly decent song, isn't it?
Well, yeah, Rochelle's just saying that it sounds like a player piano. But do you know what it reminded me of? Like Philip Glass. I'm sure I've been to Bally's where they played that tune. You know, that sort of dance and stuff. That's great. Mariana, I'm just kind of thinking we probably should. Well, there's quite a few other things that are in the wee list here, but we maybe should keep them for later.
Yes, I think we've gone on. We've gone over time today.
We've gone on quite long. I'll probably just play out with another wee bumper. Just a random one here, and since Rochelle's name just came up, I actually just like this an awful lot. So this is Turn Your Radio On bumper number 2, and it's 22 seconds of goodness. So good night, folks, and here goes a bumper.
The dramatic use of distinct shadows.
Let's download and listen to the Master's Radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
DS106 Good Spell. Turn your radio on.
And with that, I'll turn the radio off. Cheers, folks.